Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Adriana, I am trying to get squared away with you guys trying to take a payment out because you guys already did for the month. I keep getting emails that you attempted to take a payment out yesterday and today, but it's been paid on the 16th.
Okay, let me take a look into it. Can I have your account number, customer number, please?
Just 1 second, I got it written down here. I called yesterday and talked to Natasha. Couldn't get any headway with her. I told her I'd call my bank after I got off the phone with her, which I did. And I was supposed to call back today, which I'm doing. And the last person said I still owe.
Okay. And can I just have you to verify your name and the shipping address, please?
John Riccardi, 1509 Bolger Avenue, Spring Hill, Florida, 34609.
Thank you for providing this information. Allow me a few seconds here, please.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm reviewing the account, and I see here that there was a shipment that was sent out to the warehouse on the 29th of January, and it physically left here with us on the 12th of February. We don't officially charge until we've confirmed that it's left the warehouse, and the charge went through on the 12th, and it's probably posted on the 17th on your end. But that was for a shipment in January.
Okay. I haven't even got it yet. I got the email and said, yeah, it was sent on the 12th, allow 7 to 10 days. Now, why couldn't they tell me that yesterday? Because I thought it was you pay and then they ship. So I thought we were paying for the shipment that's coming this month. But the two people I talked to yesterday and today never said that.
I'm not sure why they didn't say anything. I'm sorry about that. I see here that it left about the 12th was on the Friday. The 19th would have been a week. If you don't see any updates on the tracking information or any shipment at your door by Friday, give us a call back and we'll be happy to request for a replacement. Just in case that it got lost on its way to you. But I do see here that that February charge on the 12th is for the shipment that was sent out or that was sent to the warehouse in January.
Well, I don't know what it's like that. I just got the email said that the 12th it was shipped out with all the items coming. And then I get an email yesterday saying I didn't pay. But then I've been arguing with these two people for yesterday and today and my bank. Because they didn't say it was a shipment, it was paid before the shipment went out back in January for the 12th of February to ship out. They never said that.
I do apologize in regards to that.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Put the account on pause. I think I could do it for 3 months. I did it over Christmas.
Yes, sir.
It's supposed to be released 28th of January, I think. Go back into regular sending of the issues.
So you wanted to go back as the regular every 4 weeks?
Well, I changed the payment date also, which they updated to March 4th. I get paid the beginning of the month, and that's it. So I told them if they could change the payment date. And they said starting March 4th, it will be on the 4th, which rotates each month. But I want to hold off right now.
Okay, so instead of March 1st, you wanted to hold it off until you call us to let us know? Or do you want to keep it for the 4th of March?
No, just hold off for now. I think when I called back in November or December, they said they could only hold it for 3 months.
Yes, sir. So I can push it back as far as 24th of June.
Okay. All right. Well, we put it the 4th of June. I'll probably call before that to release them again.
Okay. Yes, sir. Is there any other questions or concerns that you have today?
Yeah, I asked for a new password reset, and it never came today in the emails. But I went to my account, and I logged into my account with my old email and password. It worked, but it doesn't show any of these orders.
For the subscription part of our company, we don't have a way for customers to manage their account online or to view their account online. Everything has to be done over the phone.
Okay, so the account I have is for, like, the Star Trek stuff and other subscriptions, because it doesn't even show Ori's.
No, not for any of the none of the subscription. It's only for, like, the one-time purchase.
Okay.
Yes,
all right, I appreciate your help.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Eagle Moms. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.